This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you along in the greasy garage studio. I am today on Auto World. It's a pleasure to have you here. Very honored to have you here today here on Auto World, the second hour of Auto World, a little brief history of the electric car coming your way, and also what happened on this day in automotive history. A little surprise for you, always wondering about the, we're doing everything here this hour for the what of it. The sales of EVs for this year, it's approaching a milestone, so stay tuned for that. Absolutely, and this question goes out to every one of you. How many EV car manufacturers are there? What do you think? What's your number? First hour, I've mentioned quite a few of them, but we're going to go down the list here on the second hour and also the third hour of Auto World and give you as many as we have time for. Is there's a lot of brands there that, yes, they're electric car companies, and they do have, that means that they do have their cars and trucks and SUVs out that might not be for available for sale yet, but will they be for sale? We will find out coming up, of course, as we go into our Auto World. And we're also going to be going into the email bag to share some more of your emails on the second hour. I'd like to do that. And if you ever have a question or concern, you can email me here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I do appreciate that, as you all do. And I promise you by actually Monday afternoon, I'll be able to get all the emails that you folks have sent me through the weekend taken care of. And I like to just read one an hour because we have quite a few. So, and that we're going to get and help all of you with your car concerns and truck concerns and SUV concerns, brake squeals and all that. So, but look forward to your emails, of course. And the phone number since 1992 has not changed here at Auto World. 855-660-4261. Of course, we do trivia. And talking about trivia, when was the first car seat with the purpose of keeping children safe invented? You know, I have grandchildren, and very proud, five, and we have to have car seats. And so with that, when was the first car seat with the purpose of keeping your children safe invented and grandkids safe? It was back in 1962. 1962. And they've changed completely, drastically, to the point of making it easier for parents to put the infant in a car seat and snap it into the apparatus that's already seat belted into the car. They push a couple buttons and grab the handle and pull the child right out of there. And it's really my days of the car seat for kids. We didn't have them. Should have, probably, of course. I grew up with no car seat. Absolutely. So, today here on Auto World also, we're going to be going into the nuts and the bolts of the story. In fact, let's do it right now, of battery history. We're talking about electric and all, and a lot of you do have batteries. Well, it's an invention. Oh, the teletype's going off, though. What is going on? Oh, yeah, the teletype. A little bit of news just came in on the teletype, which is still working. Lucid. Well, that's another electric car company you folks have heard about. Lucid hires former Apple executive, admit their software struggles with the Air sedan. Lucid named Derek Carter. He's a former Apple executive as vice president of the platform software for Lucid. Lucid has yet, though, folks, to integrate Apple's CarPlay interface in its Air sedan. Admit their software problems. Maybe by hiring Derek Carter, they might be getting Apple CarPlay in their Lucid sedan. Of course, the Lucid CEO and owner of Lucid is one of the former engineers at Tesla. So he might have you had a chance to look at the Lucid? Do you like the Air sedan? I think it's good looking. They might have brought over a little bit of the Tesla stuff and put the engineering in that over there into the Lucid. Never know. Battery history. Yep. History of batteries. Invention. Well, from the 18th century on, before there were batteries, experimenters used Leyden jars to store electrical charge. As an early form of capacitor, Leyden jars, unlike batteries, stored their charge physically and would release it all at once. Many experimenters back then took to the hooking several Leyden jars together to create a stronger charge, and one of them, of course, the colonial American inventor Benjamin Franklin, may have been the first to call his grouping an electrical battery. A play on the military term for weapons functioning together, of course, based on some findings by Mr. Volta, a friend and a fellow scientist of Benjamin Franklin, believed an observed electrical caused by two different metals joined together by a moist admittedary. He verified this through experiments and published the results in 1791. In 1800, Volta invented the first true battery, storing and releasing a charge through a chemical reaction instead of physically, which came to be known as the Voltaic pile. The Voltaic pile consists of pairs of copper and zinc discs piled on the top of each other, separated by a layer of cloth or cardboard soaked in brine, electrolyte. Unlike the Leyden jar, the Voltaic pile produced continuous electricity and a stable current, and lost a little charge over time when not in use. Through his early models, could not produce a voltage strong enough to produce sparks. He experimented later with zinc, silver, and it gave the best results. As we know it today, it's a battery, and of course the battery is has electrolyte in it, and of course Optima is one battery, folks. It's a dry cell. A lot of you four-wheel drive and SUV owners might know of that brand, and if you folks have it in your everyday driver car too, Optima red top, and Marine is yellow top, and they have also blue top color. Optima is a great battery. It's not a selfless plug by any means for their battery, but it's a dry cell. There's no electrolyte in it, no juice at all. You can turn it upside down on its side, and that's why four-wheel drives, SUV folks like it. Because of that reason, imagine turning four-wheeling in the Mojave Desert in your Jeep Wrangler, and you turn it over upside down, your seat belted in, of course the battery seat belted in also, but you don't have an Optima dry cell, and it's a liquid battery, and of course, where's the liquid going to come out of when it's upside down? A little battery history there for you, back in the early days, 1791. Long, long time ago. And as I look around the studio here and along, of course, in the Greasy Garage shop and in our home and my house where we live, batteries are everywhere. You've got them in your smoke detectors. When's the last time you checked your smoke detector, huh? Push the button. See if it beeps. We've got batteries. There's a lot of Eveready's, the energized battery. You've also got Duracell, etc. But today, we're doing everything for the watt of it, and it's concerned about electric automobiles, electric cars. California now is 2035 is the year that they're going to be banning the ICE engine, internal combustion engines. And so what's your opinion on it? I'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can get me on Facebook message me. Mark Evans, head on over. I definitely was not. We also have Auto World Radio Facebook page. By the way, I was in a little jet boat here this last week where there's no wheels attached, as you know. It's sitting in the water. Side-by-side fuel-burning, liquid-burning engines, about 800 horse per. So you got 800 times 2, I believe, is 1,600, if I do my math right, going up the Hell's Canyon, the water, the thrust against the water. And I was thinking, what about that electric motor? Two of them, three of them. How many would it take? And how long would the charge last? Because I don't think there's an electrical bush there on the Hell's Canyon River. I don't know. Hey, welcome into Auto World. In the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Nobody gonna fix my car. I'm gonna blaze into the ground. Nobody gonna fix my car.
It's got an electric motor in it. Okay, so how many really? We're driving around our streets where we live. You are, yes. Maybe even taking a little walk, maybe riding your bicycle, electric bicycle at that. Plug it in, charge it up. How many electric cars do you see? How many electric trucks do you see? Do you see a Rivian? Do you see a Tesla? EV sales approaching a milestone, folks. 10 million sold this year. That's right. Battery electric vehicles are edging closer to a major milestone just this year. Worldwide sales expected to nudge right at the 10 million mark for the first time ever. Is that a big number? Is that number scaring you? Are you going to jump with them? Are you going to get on the bandwagon and buy one with the other 10 million? As I see around in Boise, we do see quite a few electric cars, of course. The Nissan is out there. We've got some Mercedes-Benz, BMWs I see. I see the Teslas, of course. As you know, the Teslas are, this first quarter of 2022, EV sales were up 60%. Who's on the top? Of course, as you know, Tesla. Yes, Tesla's on the top. Elon Musk. Over at in Europe, EV sales totally neared 750,000 just in 2020 alone. They, of course, are selling more and more each and every day. The electric word, the BEVs, battery electric vehicles, of course. It came to us with hybrids, gas-powered we had, diesel we have, we still have. And then, of course, we got hybrids, and then we went into, we see more electric. Little history, let's talk a little bit about the early electric vehicles. How long have they been around? Well, since the 1830s, Scotland's Robert Anderson, whose motorized carriage was built sometime between 1832 and 1839. The batteries back then, galvanic cells, were not yet rechargeable, so it was more a parlor trick, as you know. Look, no horse, no ox, of course. They're wondering how those vehicles back in the 1832 was moving. Well, electric batteries, using batteries to push it forward. Robert Davidson of Aberdeen, he built a prototype electric locomotive, he called it, in 1837, a bigger, better version. Demonstrated it in 1841, he demonstrated it. It could go 1.5 miles was the range at 4 miles per hour, towing 6 tons. It needed no batteries. This is a very impressive performance, so alarming. Railroad workers thought it was a threat to their jobs because the train was not going to be needed. They called it Davidson's machine, a devil machine. The batteries back then that came along could be recharged. They came along right at about 1859, making the electric car idea more, viable. Around 1884, inventor Thomas Parker helped deploy the electric-powered trams and build a prototype electric car in England. By 1890, a Scotland-born chemist lived in Des Moines, Iowa. William Morrison applied for a patent on the electric carriage he had built perhaps earlier in 1887, folks. It appeared in a city parade in 1888. Yep, speed, 20 miles an hour. It had 24 battery cells and needed to recharge every 50 miles. So things have changed, but that was, as I'm saying, 1800s. The electric cars and batteries have changed. I've had a lot of comments and emails come in concerning the infrastructure. If we all plug these cars in that are on the road, what happens to the power? Is it going to pop our breakers in our breaker box in our houses? So I don't, that's the thing. It's going to be something. As I drive out there and I do see a lot of automobiles, as you know, and if we did all plug them in all at the same time, our ovens might not work. If you have an electric oven, or electric dryers might not work, etc., that pop a breaker. There's things to think about, of course, with all of this. What's your opinion? I'd love to hear it. 855-660-4261. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Head on over and take a look at the Lamborghini that we put up there. That is an electric Lamborghini. maybe coming, it's a concept, maybe coming to a driveway near you soon. Welcome your Facebook messengers. You can message me over on Facebook. The address is Mark Evans. Right now it's time to go to the email bag. Let's do it again. Dive in. There's one. I welcome your fresh emails, of course, through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. 911 means put 911 on it, and we'll Eddie, the engine emailer, will get right to me. So here we go. We got Jim here. He says, hi, Mark. Jim here, tuning in on 1590 here in Auburn, New York. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Auburn, New York, W-A-U-B, 1590 AM. There's our shout-out horn, WAUB, 1590 AM, Weed Sports, Seneca Falls, Clyde, Auburn, New York. Good to have you folks along. Thanks, Jim, for bringing us into New York. Jim says, I was wondering if you could give me some direction on a gauge problem. Question mark. Yes, I can. Hopefully I can help, Jim. All my gauges work except the oil pressure gauge. Had a shop replace the oil sending unit, and they also checked the pressure. It was good, 40 PSIs. So they are telling me, Mark, I need a new gauge. My question for you, Mark, can I just replace the gauge, or does the whole dash cluster need to be replaced? Appreciate you and your show. Thanks for being here, Jim. Well, Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. First and foremost, I gotta salute the shop for testing the oil pressure to make sure the oil pressure is good before anything, because we do not want you, Jim, going down the road with no oil pressure. And if the gauge is not working, that tells, you know, the driver that, we got us a problem with the oil. So what you have there, Jim, is a little motor meter. It's a little round disc that is soldered into the circuit board. So no, to your question, if I had to replace the whole entire dash cluster, no, you just have to get the shop, a shop to be able to know how to pull the dash out, the dash, you know, the plastic, the dash cluster out, turn it upside down. I've done quite a few of them. I actually have the little motor meters in stock. They're a little round plastic device. It's a little bitty motor, again, that's got two little points on it that gets soldered into the circuit board, and that motor meter's bad, and that's why that gauge needle's not working. So they're not... I don't recommend, Jim, that you do it yourself. You know, you can just have a shop do it. They can unsolder it, put a new motor meter in, you'll get fixed, and that oil gauge will be working again. Hope that helps, Jim. Appreciate the email. Hey, send me an address back, and I'll send you a gift package at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We come back, we're going to the phone lines. Thanks for joining me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Houston, Texas Police Department said they shot and killed a gunman who allegedly set fire to a building with multiple residences early Sunday morning and shot at people as they fled the flames. Two people were killed in addition to the alleged gunman, and two others were injured. Neighbor Tony Lamb described seeing bodies laying at the scene.
I just thought it was that the bodies were laying around out here from smoke inhalation.
There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister said those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, if there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Put those driving gloves on. Hey, it's good to have you along here at Auto World, the Auto World Plaza, this week and every week. So, again, how many EV car manufacturers do you think there are out there? Here's another one for you, the Canoe. We've talked about the Canoe brand right here. This Chinese-funded, California-based EV startup manufacturer is developing a full-electric, by-wire, folks, skateboard chassis to underpin a square commercial van. Yeah, it's got a rounder Volkswagen microbus-like van in the front, but it's a pickup. It's going to be offered in a rear-wheel drive and an all-wheel drive, 300 to 600 horsepower. And, of course, what's the range? 200 miles. But I understand it might be able to carry 1,800 pounds. The Canoe, without paddles, with a steering wheel. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Sonny down in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Sonny. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Pretty good, Sonny.
I remember as a kid right after World War II, I went outside. I used to be, my duty was to go outside and get the newspaper for my grandmother. And on the way out, I saw the Railway Express delivery truck was battery-powered. It had hard rubber tires, wood spoke wheels, and had two battery boxes on either side. Because I remember that like it was yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah. The funny thing that bothered me is they had the headlights on while it was parked. While I guess the driver was delivering a package. But Railway Express is like used to be like the UPS of today.
Oh, I see. I see. So did it caught your ear probably before your eyeball, meaning that you
no,
didn't hear anything
it wasn't
running?
Any noise other than the fact
no
that
noise.
They left the headlights on. They weren't like a sealed beam. There was like a big lens with a bulb in there, so it wasn't great.
Wow.
But anyway, what made me think more about it was later on in my career, when I was working for a utility, I wound up down in the Railway Express Terminal, which was in the Sunnyside Yards, where the Long Island Railroad and Pennsylvania Railroad and everything had their turnabout to go back into the stations in New York. But the thing is, everything they still had back then, whether it was like the baggage carts were all battery-operated. The guy would stand on a little platform in the front, and he had a tiller, and all that, and would go up and down the platforms with the people's baggage for the, you know, whatever train to load on that they were traveling.
With electricity, batteries.
With all these this new improvements, you know, I don't know what the new batteries are like or how they're made or anything. But I did hear one thing that you can expect 5 years out of a battery. Well, if you have a good car battery and you don't ever let it run down, you could probably get 5 years. I know I got 5 years out of a 12-volt Corvette car battery.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is that your record, Sonny, is 5 years on a car battery?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a well-named battery.
Yeah, remember the Sears Die Hard?
Yes, that was the one that I had.
Okay. Yeah, that was a great battery, Sears Die Hard. I do know that a lot of people and every person that ever had one has always, you know, saluted it and said that was the best battery they ever had.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, it's just the idea that, these cars will have batteries in them. And yet, for the instruments and the regular stuff you see in the car today, there's also a 12-volt battery.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I'm wondering. I guess it's easier than trying to take 640 volts and step it down and just run it through to a 12-volt battery somehow or the other. They must hook it up. Because it's all DC, so they don't have to rectify anything.
I do. I have a client that has had an Optima, one of those dry cell batteries I talked earlier about, in his car for over 8 years now. Hmm. And like you pointed out, if you take care of them, make sure that your alternator is charging them and that the voltage regulator, of course, is not overcharging them, the battery will last quite some time. But
I still have my 12-volt meter.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, with the two alligator clips on the end of the lead.
Oh, yeah.
Always tell if your battery was being charged by the alternator once you got the engine going.
Yes, and of course the 6 volts in the old cars we had, and I still have 6 volt systems in some of my cars that I own, and you know, you have to rev it up, and of course the faster that generator spins, the brighter the lights get.
Yeah.
You know?
I have one of my first cars was a 6 volt system, was a 59 Volkswagen. The battery under the seat in the back.
Oh, yeah. Driver's seat.
Was it that meter I have goes either 6 volts or 12 volts. Well, naturally, it's on 12 volts these days.
Yeah, 59. Was it a bug, Sonny? Volkswagen bug? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's a lottery ticket now if you have one of those. They sell for a lot of money. Do you miss the 6-volt battery? The 6-volt system?
Not really.
Okay. Now, Sonny, are you sent me some great information on the infrastructure and all. Are you going to miss the 12-volt battery when they go bye-bye, if they do go bye-bye?
I don't know. I don't know how much if I'll still be around when they come out.
Yeah. What's your opinion on this California banning the ICE internal combustion engines?
Yeah, I read about that, and I don't know where they're coming from or what they're thinking, because, number one, California used to be a big oil producer. They had a lot of offshore rigs and even some derricks inland that produced oil. And now for them to just ban all oil and tell you got to buy an electric car. But then what they caveat, if you read the article, is that you can buy a gas car in another state and register it in California and still keep it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. There's a lot of things happening there, huh? But
the other thing, Washington, D.C. and Virginia are signing on to the California pollution standards. They already have. So if California wants to do away with the gas-powered vehicles, I guess Virginia and Washington, D.C. are going to do the same. I would sure like to see how they're going to put the presidential armored car in that bracket or what.
Well, like one fellow asked,
12,000 pounds alone, because it's armored.
Yes, yes. Are they going to have enough electrical power to keep that flying? I had one gentleman say off air to me, what about Air Force One being electric and getting off the jet fuel? Yeah. So, Sonny, I hear the bumper music. Hey, I appreciate you calling in to Auto World. Appreciate it, Sonny.
Good to have you along. Weekend coming up.
Yep, you too. Bye. Have a good week. Appreciate it, Sonny. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yep, Sonny's listening to us on WOCA down in Ocala, Florida, AM 1370, WOCA. We'll be taking a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How many EV car manufacturers are there out there? What's your number? What's your guess? 20? 25? 30? 35? More than that? How many of them, here's another question on behalf to follow that one up, how many of these EV companies will be able to make it? Are we all going to buy one of their automobiles just to have it? Here's one. Are you going to buy the Faraday Future? It's named for the English scientist Michael Faraday, who he discovered electromagnetic induction. It's a California electric car company startup. It has been at work for about 7 years now on like a Tesla-killing hatchback sedan, and has competed in Formula E racing with its 701 EV. The sedan, it boasts about three motors, good for about 1,050 horsepower, 0 to 60 time, 2.4 seconds. And its range, it claims, the Faraday Future claims to have a 300-plus mile range. Coming in 2023, they're saying the Faraday Future, the FF91, will be sitting at a dealership near you. That's just one more manufacturer and one more model is coming your way. So, what did happen? What happened on this day in automotive history? Something that we all use every day. It was in August 1915. The electric starter is patented, is what happened. The electric starter came your way. Charles Kettering, might not ring any bells with you, but Kettering Universe in Flint, Michigan? He was a man that brought us the starter. Yes, back in 1911, actually, he received a United States patent on the electric starting motor for the automobile. But he went to work, of course, on the cars and trucks and tried to get rid of that hand crank. Hand crank, of course, was a wrist breaker, wasn't it? Have you ever had a chance to hand crank an automobile to see what it's like? I have. It's hard. But like everything else, if the timing's right on and the gas and the fuel and air mixture's right there, it'll start right up. But there was a lot of broken hands, wrists, even shoulders from the hand crank of the cars. Brian Carter, he's the founder of the Carter car back in the day, came across a stranded motorist back in Detroit during the winter of 1908. When the driver forgot to retard the spark, the crank kicked back and broke Carter's jaw. I can see that. I've tried to crank my 1916 Chevrolet up and watch out. So, I want to thank Charles Kettering for bringing the electric starter to us on this day in automotive history. Thank you. Appreciate it. And in fact, the 1916 Chevrolet Baby Grand I have is the very first, it's a 1916, the very first year for electric option, which came with an electric starter and a horn. The starter turned into the generator to give the 6-volt system, to give the headlights for the front of it. And yes, like I said with Sonny earlier, the more gas I give it with that updraft carburetor, the more the RPMs would come up, the generator would spin faster, and the brighter the lights get. Cadillacs were, back in 1912, were the very first, I understand, that had the electric starter. And from that point on, of course, the rest is, as you know, history. We all have electric starters today. And one electric starter that is not the easiest to get to, of course, is the Toyota Tundra. That's a tough one to get to. You have to take the exhaust manifold off to get it out of there and to get it back in there. Another one that's quite unique is, you know, the old earlier... Oh, in the 90s, the 94, 95, 96 Cadillac Eldorado, they put the starter underneath the intake manifold. Yeah. The intake manifold, the starter laid down in its little valley there to get to pointing towards the firewall because it has to ignite with the firewall in order to light that engine up. How many EV car manufacturers are there? Ah, they don't have a starter. They have batteries. Have you heard of the Fisker? That's another brand and model. Fisker, LA-based Fisker company, has announced many grand plans, of course, autonomous. Yeah, they're talking about doing and building autonomous shuttles. They have the E-Motion sedan powered by a 400-mile solid-state battery pack. That's what they have. They have also an Ocean Electric SUV with solar roof, sunroof. Of course, he's doing the Ocean model, the Fisker's, the Ocean model. That's one thing that Mr. Fisker's doing. And they're also talking about an e-pickup to go. They're actually saying that they're going to call that Alaska, the model Alaska. I have no idea why. But the Fisker, coming soon to all of us, is the Fisker Ocean. And by the way, the production is in Rome, Georgia. Plan later this year. How many numbers do you feel there are of EV car manufacturers? 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Little housekeeping. Remember Facebook. Facebook is my address. Is my name, Mark Evans. Also, Auto World Radio Facebook page. You can Facebook message me there. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Getting a lot of likes and views there on our video we put up there. Go over and check that out. If you've never had a chance to get in a jet boat, we did put you in a jet boat when you do look at this video. Enjoy that. Of course, podcast. All you got to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans. I'm on LinkedIn, Mark Evans. Also, the website, autoworldmedia.com. Let's go. I've got some responses here. I'll read another one here to you that just came in. On the brand name game, that's where I want you to go around and count how many times you see the brand and or the model of your car and email us, let us know. I've got one here. Corey. Corey says, put me in the brand name game, Mark. Thanks. 31 times for me on my ride. Thanks, Corey. Listening on KMET. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in California. Shout-out goes out to KMET, 1490 AM, Moreno Valley, Hemet, Paris, California. Good to have you along. Thanks, Corey. Good to have you folks listening there in California up there in Moreno Valley. Appreciate it. I've got you down for 31 times. That's pretty good number there, Corey. You're getting up there. Absolutely. Again, I'm going to be announcing next week the owner and what the number is. And by the way, all of you are going to be getting a great little Auto World gift. Detailed gifts, keep your car clean inside and outside of your car. But the grand prize is a little bit more than that. Plus, you're going to get some clean detailed gifts also. But yeah, absolutely, folks. 31 times. That's pretty good number. And don't forget, you can go in and do the owner's manual if you'd like. Count as many times as you'd like. I will honor all of them. I want to get you familiarized with your automobile. Like Michael earlier said something about finding the brand stamped on his jack. That's what it's all about. Now he knows how, in case he AAA can't get to him. By the way, AAA does have a great membership for starting, jumping your car. And they also go out if you run out of gas. Yeah, you run out of gas, AAA. If you do not have AAA membership, you might just think about it. It's, $45, $55 a year. A year. I believe you get three calls out. And I know that a lot of friends, customers, and family and relatives here in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm broadcasting have used it before, where, in fact, they have accidentally locked their key fob in the car and they can't get in. Don't you just love those, the Ford, I think it's the Sable, and the Mercurys? They have, Ford came out with the digit numbers on the door, you know, with the numbers, the push-button numbers. No need for a key. You just leave the key in it underneath the mat so nobody sees it. But you can enter in your combination using the touch tone pad outside of the door. The door unlocks, and you climb right in and have a good time. That's what it's all about. Appreciate you joining me right here in Auto World Garage. We're starting to go down. Look forward to seeing you on the third hour. And if you do not get the third hour on one of our great Auto World affiliates, head over to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Just look for Auto World. You'll see yours truly, Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone. See you on the third hour. And I can't hardly wait to, they've revealed it. Hitchless towing. That's right. No hitch needed. How's that work? We're going to find out on the third hour. And also, a statement about this California banned ICE vehicles coming the third hour. See you there. Drive safe. Motor on.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.